Gemoni Vamas, da tut sie da am Rang, diese Zugi, machoikis am Royim, katten euch in der Wehnes, besen zu einer Frische, wo man da mahol, so katten euch in der Wehnes, wie sie katten, du genisse der Reise, besen zu machoikis stabben, und die other man da mahol, so katten das in himself, he's doing this in der Reise, he's a katten, das ist ein Geschäft, wie der Wehnes machoikis stabben, you don't have to. The Gemara's maskana is, that even the man on the whole is caught in the veil, especially in the Sivan Afishe, it's only in the Isin Daraisa. The Khan's doing like the veil, he's eating the veil, doing this Daraisa, then Bezin has to stop him. If he's doing this Drabonon, then Lachol day is in Bezin and Sivan Afishe. If the Khan is doing this Drabonon, no one's looking to stop him. In fact, the Rajba Kasha, the Rajba Yivamas, he's the Kasha, what about Chinuch? The Zich Chinuch and this Drabonon also. Was pshat koizman da makat nefesh nevengas ein bezem tzivung afish even by this to the rice of shor se kashi even this to the rice nam chiv tzapen what about chinuch and even koizman da makat nefesh nevengas ein bezem tzivung afish but by this bon on his moedi you don't have to stop him and the Raja wants to say I think it was first time first in order the first time Raja wants to say is maybe it's most talking about the cotton shul hegir nechinuch. Everything has a shear. Hash is most senior in Chinuch started at age 9, the Rishayim say, but Katan Hedir and Anaya, when he knows that these things, like Gemara says, and maybe he must talk about Katan Hedir and Abish to Shir Chinuch. That's why we're only talking about Namish, a little kid, if he's doing an Abayah, do we have to stop him? But the Rajba doesn't like the Teretz because he's Mechiah from the Sugi, from Latfat in the Sugi, Smash was talking about even an older child who is a Gil Chinuch. So the Rashi wants to say another Teretz. He wants to say, Hoshe, that the Sugi is talking about Bezdin. There's no Chiyuv Chinuch on Bezdin. The Rashi wants to say, Chiyuv Chinuch is only on the father. And Enoch Mam, if the father sees his child doing an Aveira, whether it's the Reis or the Bon, the father has to stop him. But we're talking about Bezdin. Bezdin has no Chiyuv Chinuch. And that is a Machoikas, one on the whole, that even though there's no Chiyuv Chinuch, but Bezdin is responsible to everyone, and if you see him doing this to the Reis, then you're Machoikas and Hafashim, according to one mandama, and according to the other mandama, anybody's mechiv not fish shemir. It's the bone, everybody holds that mechiv to mafish. The Tessi Shonim is more well known. Tessi Shonim put in the story of the Gemara in Yumad Af Hebezim Ralef said the same chiddush that Mitzvah Chinuch is only in the father. Over there, Tessi Shonim adds on even a bigger chiddush that the Mitzvah Chinuch is only in the father, not on the mother. The mother has no Mitzvah Chinuch. This is pretty well known from the Kivege and doing the Shach and Sukkot of Beis Mabez. From Irenia Malka, right? The Kivega brings down this Gilin Shas that in Sukkah, by the Gemara of Irenia Malka made Sukkah for children, because the Tessi Shanim over there, in the end of Yuma, that they raised them at all, it's a kasha from that Gemara. The Gemara says, Irenia Malka made Sukkah for children, it's mashma that she was doing chinuch. So Tessi Shanim answers that, but son was a father. It was Irenia Malka had a husband who made the Sukkah, really. The Gemara talks about Irenia Malka, but really the chinuch thing was going on from the father. They said in the beginning, yes, the Pashas Chesar in the beginning of Malachim, Shechem Malachim. But the Gemara says, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei that Shlomo Melech said it himself, Ashe Yisabe Imoy. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Kapitel Amaranach, Perikot Amaranach, that Shlomo Melech said it himself, Ashe Yisabe Imoy, that his mother punished him. And the Gemara explains, Zom Biechim Shum Shem Ben Yichoy, Magami Shekafasa Imoy Aomid. We know from here that the mother tied him on an omid, and Rashi says them, she ima hisa makosai. His mother would give him malchus, would give him a pesh, a spanking. When she saw Shlomo Melech as a kid, the Gemara saying that he was growing up in the palace, with Amal Rechai, with all the riches of the palace, and he was enjoying Gashmis too much, his mother would give him a spanking, would give him a pesh. And he said, that's what Shlomo Melech said himself, she sat the ima, that his mother punished him. And the Gemara says, "Bite this." This is a little more, but one part of the Gemara says, "Yomra Bathsheba, Shemnaf's mother would say, Kol Noshim Shabbes Tavicha Hei Noidus Sehengi Ben Hogan L'Machos. All the other wives of David Melach would daven and bring the Chayr Kabonis for the schus that the son should be the next Melach. But Nina Daven Yamati, but me, I brought Kabonis and I only daven Yehali Ben Zarzamun with Tayr Hogan L'Vias. I only daven Shabbes Son of Tamachachim, should be mungo b'torah, and it should be roif in the vias. That's what you're down for. So, with Akaponim, you know, you see from here that Bashreva was doing chinuch. But the Teretz is posh. The Teretz is, even if you say on the Teretz Yisharim, there's no mitzvah chinuch, but a practical thing it is, it's a reshus. It's reshus, and it's eight to toiva. If a mother wants to have nachas from her children, she should help out, give you chinuch. That's what we're going to see from this tomorrow. The Rashba then says another Teretz, this Kasha. Okay. Then the Rashba says another Teretz, this Kasha. He says that that Kasha, if any business is not fish, but what about chinuch? So he wants to say that he wants to be chiddush that the mitzvah chinuch is only in the mitzvah tasei, not a mitzvah leis tasei. The santa, you have to know the svara, what's the chiluk? But the mitzvah chinuch was only to teach the kid b'kum v'asei and the mitzvah tasei. But the leis tasei is chavenus is doing very, we don't have to stop him. This teretz achur doesn't hold the first teretz achur. This teretz holds that the mitzvah chinuch will be in bezin also. It will come out of chiddush that the bezin is responsible for every kid's chinuch. And I was clarifying, even b'chal, the Chogma talks about Bezin, is Bezin Dafka? What about someone else? We once spoke about this, we wrote a lot of rice, the Gemara in Kedushin, after Tessanath, it says, Heichon emalei avua, mechaivei beid dinan emalei. The father's a male child, the Bezin is mechaivei to malchon. The Sif himon chem kozach. But the Rambam, he gave us a smin, lach aref, brings down this Gemara, he doesn't say the word Bezin. The Rambam says, Mitzuvin Yisrael, shei melo kosh of a nayan. Every year is mechaivei to malchon every kid. So you see, the Rambam says, Beit Din is lapped up over there on the responsibility to Malavi Charles. You only have even every kid. Maybe here also, Quint Mandam, Makatner, from the Venus, Bezin, Sivan Afisha, is lapped up to Bezin, everyone's Mokhuyib. And according to the second Teretz of the Rajwa, that Bezin, Mokhuyib, and Chinuch, maybe every person has a certain amount of Chinuch on every child. And we're all responsible, we see the kids outside, not davening, we all have responsibility to, like the Lalan Katmin is doing it, and whoever takes care of Abbasaban is doing it, but really we all have a chiyuv chinuch on every child according to the second Teretz, and that would be two twists from the Rashba. The chiyuv chinuch is dafka on the father, rather the chiyuv chinuch is more on the father. The second Teretz seems to hold the chiyuv chinuch is on everybody, or at least on Bezdin also. And but the Rashba and the Chavish in the second Teretz said the chiyuv chinuch is only in the mitzvah tasei, not in the mitzvah tasei. Now this whole sugya and this Rashba is only talking. The sugya is talking about the din of katan chinuch and the Bezdin is mechiyuv lafishi or not, and the Rashba is talking about the shein of chinuch. And Chayyah is another Shailah of Tintum Halek. You see, Katner from the Venus, Chayyah should stop him, at least as a chesed, because of Tintum Halek. So the verse that Machonis Asuris stops the raid and doesn't let the child learn Torah. It clogs up the heart, doesn't let him learn Torah. The Mokka is the Gemara Numa, it's the Gemara. Tanz Vebishmol. The verse says, Adeira metam temes libish adam. And Adeira is metamtam the Levim adam. Shnev vunais tam vehem vidit mesem bom. There's a pasuk in Shmini where it talks about Machon Sasuris, which famous is Amut and Asa. The Torah says, the Nitmesim bomb. And the Nitmesim over there is written without an Aleph. Normally the Sherish of Tumid is Tesim and Aleph. But over there, the Torah says, the Nitmesim, Rashi says, is written Chosa Aleph, without an Aleph. It's Vav Nun Tesim Sof and the Mem. It should be Vav Nun Tesim Aleph, the way it's readily written, Sof and the Mem, but there's no Aleph. So Chazal Dashi, the Nitmesim is a notion of Timtum. It creates Tintum Alev, and even though the Gemara says Averis, Mashma Evi Averis, Matamtum Alev, the Velt learns that it's going only on Machon Sasuris, and Bistam, because that's where the Pasuk comes from. That Pasuk is talking about Machon Sasuris, that's Matamtum Alev. The need of Tintum Alev, what it is Rashi says over there, Aitemis v'seisemis mikol chachma. Aitemis it fashtos, it clogs up, and v'seisemis, and it closes mikol chachma. And I think the Velt learns Pasha that it means that it's a Tintum Alev creates a hardship in learning that he won't be able to go in so easily. But I had a diak in Ben Bechai. It's Ben Bechai in Pasha's Veishlach. It's Agavuch, it's in Pasha's Veishlach, Veishlach, and Veishas, Peribam Gimel Pazaranov. He mentions the Gemara in Hurry, it's like a Gimel famous Gemara that says, Rogo Bezeisim, Meshakech, Eslimudai. Person needs olives, he forgets his learning. So Ben Bechai, Al-Daka, he explains it. Every tree, if you cut it, you'll see the rings, how old the tree is, and in the center it's called the lave, called the heart of the tree. Except for one tree. There's one tree which is different than every tree. If you cut an olive tree, there's no heart in it. Because it has no lay, that's where the teva, this peri that comes from this tree, is meshakeya chatam, makes you get your winning with tantum halev. And he is on the words of Tantum Alev. He's going on the Gemara. The Gemara just says that the Rabbi Bezeisim forgets his learning. He doesn't say Tantum Alev. doesn't mean to say it's hard to make it hard to learn. Just to see if he gets his learning. But the Bein B'chai, when he quotes the Gemara, he says Meshachayach Tam Tamta Malay. That's why it sounds like to me, Bichidish, the Bein B'chai understands Tamta Malay is on the Zikaron, that on the memory, not on being hard to learn. It's an Indian of forgetting. So Bichidish, so Rashi again is Mashma. It's on Hasagas Atayah, learning Atayah.
See,
this question
is true,
because
that's why Moshe didn't go to Menachem's
mitzvahs.
Yeah,
we have a little time for that. We're not.
How long
some of that? Yeah, we have a little time for that. We're getting there. The Tertumima over there, and I have passed up in Mason of Timzul Malayd, he mentions, again, Timzul Malayd, the Mokkus, Zakamora, and Yuma from Tess, but he says on Halacha, it's brought down Shekhana of one place. It's brought down Yerdea, Simon Pealeth, Hilchestorm Yerz Menachai. The law is normally the rule. The call is call asa. Call yitzim in adav asa is asa. Anything that comes out of adav asa is asa. From him a trait for the cholam is trait. But and the adam chai is an isase. It's a cannibalism. Achman son to go eat the person is not allowed. It's an isase. The anything that comes out of a person should also be isase. But the Gemara has exact custom that the chol of isha, nursing milk of an isha, is muta. So, and the Shulchan Aruch says that Bemes Nika Adin from Isha Goya, from what you mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu, from Isha Goya is also Mutta. Nursing milk from Isha Goya is also Mutta. But there are Moses, that's the Mechaba. There are Moses and the Avramais is Tinta Malay. The person has nursed, the baby nurses from Isha Goya, it would be Tinta Malay. It would make him harder to learn later. And this was Shigar actually had Rashi when he brings down the famous Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to be Menek from a mitzvah, from Isha Goya. Rashi says, because the pair that was future to Yadav Mashkina did not want to nurse from a Goya. The Chayyar, Rashi could have said, the Medrash could have said even more. Moshe Rabbeinu was Rosh Makabli Atayr. If anyone had to have a Stavis Atayr, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where it all starts from. So she would have said, it would be Tintum Alev. Meister Rashi doesn't say that. The Ramosa continues, Bechema Yisrael Menachas Afing Yisraelis, the one who's remained to give him the Yisraelis, the Yiddish Menachas, she should not eat the Ramasurim. Because if she eats the Ramasurim, it's going to come out in the milk and go into the baby. So, in fact, the Shach of the Taz, Pasha the Kasha, the Yisraelis cannot eat the Ramasurim for herself. You don't have to say because she's worried about the Menachas. What? Oh, very good, Machavan. Very good. The Taz and the Shach says, you have to say, he's talking about that if you have Yisrael and Musakenes, who has Bekoch Nevesh, has to eat, the Ramasurim, don't let it be made. Give it to a different Isha who doesn't have to eat. But Tachim says, I think a Chosman Asefer. The Ramad just says, it's a little bit, it's a big deal, it's a big Chosman Asefer. It just says, I think he's saying, what's the lesson again? Should not be meinik because it's matamta misalev. So the Tosfimi wants to say a different parrot. He wants to say the whole thing is a toyosif us. Because the mokka of the Ramah, the Ramah zei chasus a grace hashri in sechta by the zara. If you look in the grace hashri, doesn't say Israelis. He says a kusis. He says a meinik is kusis. Should not eat the varmasurim because it's going to be meinik. And Tosfimi explains in cases of shasat chak and you have to have as a you're running, there's no one else to feed the child, just the goya to be nursed the child, and you have to have a goya manic. Well, the falpachas don't give her kosher food tea. Don't let it eat tray food, because don't make it worse. It's already tintamalei from the manakas, but it shouldn't be make it any worse with the vermasur. I was clarifying if the Indian tintamalei is that dafkame disideraisa? What about machon sisuis disiderbonim? There's a sort to say that Dafka and Isidarais is a chesed Yisurah. And really, why is the Machon Yisurah called Tintum Alev more than any other? And Pashup Shad is because it becomes Bas of the Chalbi Vedomah, it becomes part of the person where the person eats, and that goes into the Nefesh, that goes into the person. That's what calls Tintum Alev. And Chari, Isidarais is a chesed Yisurah. Chaz and Avela, that's a chesed Yisurah. But in Isidarabonon, we said over many times, I think, before the famous Hasidus Sefer, Hasidus says, if a person is a shoyig in the Dreis, then he needs a kapara. But a shoyig in the Rabbonon, forget about it, he did nothing wrong. If it was an accident, he said, you don't need any kapara. And Hasidus explains, because the whole shoyish of the Rabbonon is leisasa, not to rebel against the Rabbonon. Terz mitzav, you listen to the Rabbonon. So if a person is a shoyig, and he did go away, he wasn't sasa, he wasn't able to leisasa, he didn't go away from the Rabbonon, it was an accident. So, if the person is a shaykh, the bond is b'chal no chesed yisur. So Lefi Zed, it's hard to say that the same thing got into Malev. And this is the Raisa, that's a, even if it was a Shoei Gibul, Maisa, you have the Chesed Yisur in you, that goes into Malev. And this is the Bonan, the Chesed should not cause it should not cause into Malev.
But it's not about an Alika, because it's an Abdullah, Kudim Abdullah, there's no such thing, right? The Issa of Gibul before Abdullah, that's what it's into Malev.
Oh yeah, did I say?
The Rai is because the
whole. You need to say that because it's Chayyim Stavon, right?
Not because it's Stavon, because it's just Isma. Because it's not the Etzim Adom that's
us. Where does it say that? That is
also
mine.
Because it says the Begay Mad Behemish of Sadiq, and they say that
that's Begay. Oh, this says Zanti says Begay Tim Zomalei. Since it says Begay Mad Behemish, so you don't write it.
Not the opposite, but I do.
Remember,
they say that's because
of. Who says this? You're being right. You have to tell me who says it. You have to check. That. If it's such a mashro, you have right for this mashro. It'd be beautiful. Right. I want to be a raya, not a raya for mashro. I want to be a raya for a maisa.
The
hetim
shachadikim, the choice is only by midachim.
Right.
What's the tentum?
Who says? Who says that's the reason?
That's right.
Yes, and Tesis says that it's not an achil of his man.
Only if he
is achil of his man.
Then he's not
quite broken. If there's such a mashur, then you have very nice, right? But
That's why Abram had to put the what's it
called
on
the bed.
Then you don't need my ride. But I want to be ride from Maisa to Kivega. Of course, then safe emergency stroll close to Kivega. Safe emergency stroll on base. The end of Per Chafalov. It's on the Tezayin in the told us in the Sefer. They write a mice today. There was Isha Tzedekes. She was Isha Shchava. Her husband was a murderer on Lamja. That she came to Kivega. She was crying, and her problem was she came to Kivega. She said she has 9 children, 9 sons, and each one is about Kishra, and each one is learning Shtak, except for one son. It's giving the Magnus Nefesh. She's 16 years old. And escapeness, whatever he learns doesn't go into him at all. He's not learning at all. And she doesn't understand because if he would be Nebuch, Nishkan Balkishin, a klutz, okay, Patrick, what can you do? But the boy seems to be very bright. Seems to be Balkishin, and Lahavdul, Lumudichol, obviously they're not so Lumudichol in those days. They write Cheshvin and Ksiba, math and writing, then he picks up 1, 2, 3. Of a learning, it's not going in at all. Kivega heard the mice, heard the shayla, and the Bakashin, he said, obviously this Bacher, when he was a kid, he ate machon sasuris, and he has tinted malet. And the mother says it can't be, because in my house, my children eat nothing outside of the house, and me and my husband were so mocked with the kachas, the hears, and kashas, everything is kasha. And second, he eats the same as all the others, his brothers, and all his brothers are shtagging, and all his brothers are learning good. What's pshat? This kid can't learn well. So Kivega repeated again, he ate machon sasuris, he sent him a lev, and the only eats is, Kivega, the way the right exhaustion was, that he has to learn the meilas he say, he's going to have to just harbor more, and maybe techet chak, and he can also shtag, but that's his problem. So the nice is she didn't have the chutzpah to go inspect the Kivega. Second time, she just went home, and she told her husband, the murderer, what the Kivega said, and the husband also said, he doesn't understand, you know, we're so careful, what did he eat different than the other children? He didn't understand. Well, Maisa had a munus chachamim, and they brought the boy in, and they asked him, do you remember eating anything at the house? He says, no, you know, we only eat at home, we never eat at the house. And they go, think, and the kid thought, you remember, you know, it was one time, there was a little boy coming home from cheder, Mom's a little kid, and he pierced. Remember, there was a famous chasana. There was a chasana in the town, and he pierced by the hall. The caterers were preparing, and one of the caterers handed the little kid a little piece of chicken. That was the only thing I remember ever eating at the house. And the father remembered the chasana. He went and he investigated, and he tracked down the person, the shaykh. He found the shaykh by the chasana. He went to him. He told him the whole maisa of the kivega. Said, this could be the only thing my son ate. Did you do something wrong with your shechita that day? And the shaykh started crying. And the father realized, he said, how can you do such a thing? You shechted treif and you gave my kid to eat, you gave other people to eat. So shechted said, no, chashram, I shechted perfect. There's nothing wrong with the shechita. So what are you crying? What happened? He goes, I'll tell you the maisa. After the chasana, someone came over to me and said to me, how could you shechted this chasana? Don't you know the psak din of the Baal Tanya? At that time, this chasana was a second marriage. And years before that, he was married to someone else, and he gave a get that the Baal Tanya Paskin wasn't a good get. The Baal Tanya was involved, he saw the get, he had a shine on the Shem. So they didn't write the woman's name properly, and he told the husband, you have to write the get over. And the husband was a kid, and he was angry, he didn't want to give a get at all, he's pushed into it, he said, I gave a get, I'm not giving another get. And Baal Tani said, the get wasn't good, you have to give another get. And he's mitzvah him. And this guy was a mechutzah, he said, no, I'm not giving another get, and he ran off. So the Baal Tani wrote a psak din then, that he's mechutzah to give another get, and until he gives another get, no rav shri mitzvah the kedusha by him, no one shall let him get married again. And he wrote a lashon, no sheichet, sheshech by his chasana. And they write the lashon of the psak din, and he said, gzeir chamur ha sheichetim, shalom yishchetu ha chasana, if he wants to get married again, he's not going to shech, chasana shalom, shum behem of oif, vim yavu chasana shalom, tishki tosin avela. If they don't listen to me, the shkita should be in the veil, kedin oiva, l'shem yunam, with veil name bracha. So the sheikh was crying, and he said, I didn't know this was the guy. And the Nisai Fushin didn't know either. We didn't know this was the guy at the Baal Tani Paskin. But obviously, this is what happened. My shkita was in the veil, because the Baal Tani Paskin, the mashkita would be in the veil, and that's what caused the tintam alev. And they realized, Mukabal, this was the whole story with this child. So if a gzeir of the Baal Tanya, that can make tintam alev. Like, I guess the Baal Tanya would be the first one to say it's a koshkin, and Kalachayim is the Rabbana who make tintam alev. Unless you learn that the Baal Tani's gzeir, he said a losh and teshki tosin the vela.
It's a
halacha. Make him into a mumma. But you have a right if you're not like that.
They
never
become
in
such a case.
But we're saying over here that we're saying over here we're not like that. We're being nice, not like that. My other question on this maisa was, what about everybody else by the chasana? What about all the other guests? Why did they, how come only this kid had tintum alev? Everyone that ate that shchitah of tintum alev. So I think it could be, maybe tintum alev is a more nikkin, a little kid, before he steigs ice, because he stops steiging. If it's an adult who already is a spatach b'toyer, maybe tintum alev doesn't affect as much.
Who was the chasana that said he shouldn't go to? Who do you think was?
What? Well, obviously people didn't know. Obviously it was a chasana. Obviously people, it was many years later. People forgot, they didn't connect it up. That this was the end of chasana. They didn't realize. But it could be, maybe it affects steiging. So an older person who's not steiging, you just don't notice it so much. He's staying the way he was. You just don't notice it. I mean, he could have steig, but people don't chop that all these older people stop steiging from tintum alev. Of a little kid, he never went to learn, and it's not going in, and he's already 16, he's still on the same level he was when he was 8, you know, 8 years old. That was a little more obvious.
Like a tintum alev,
is like everything in Mafreya, maybe it's like the Zeichet, because Zeichet is Zeichet, these things are like in Mafreya. That's how it works. Okay, let's get back to the sugya, the ikka sugya in Yivamas, Nachkashi Dalam Ra'af. The Gemara says, right, that even according to Mandamba, that Katan Nachon Ve'inus ain't business of Nafisha, and that's what we pass it. Even according to Mandamba, that Katan is doing an Aveya, the Raisa, you don't have to be Mafashim, that's only when he does it himself. Well, this one will be Dayim. But to feed him a double asta, that's asta on holidays. Because that's something from another pasuk, and then the Pasha Shemini says, the soichlum, if you check it, saying, we dash, and the gemara dash, and say, sachilim. You're not going to feed him. Well, how's he doing machtanim? To feed him, be a dayim, that's asta on holidays. The Rashi wants to say, be chidish, on this halacha, see, be dayim is asta on holidays. The Rashi wants to say, just like we see, according to the mandama, the katan yachon levingas, doesn't suvin lafisha, he doesn't have to stop him, but he does it on his own. But it's difference between the rice and the abonon. By the abonon, we go down a step. By the abonon, ein bezim sil. Everyone holds ein bezim sil on afishay. The same thing on the din of svi yadayim. Even though by svi yadayim, everybody holds, you're not allowed to give a cotton, you're not allowed to feed them, it's that, but to be a chum between this is the rice and the abonon. By the abonon, we go down a step. And it would be mutter to give him.
You want to give the kids yadayim?
That's what the Vajra Paskins. The Gemara, we have machlokes for cutting off the veins. Bezin is still hafishe. The one that holds mandama that holds that bezin isn't still hafishe is only the right, not the wrong. There's a man that even puts another mandama who's moided by tzviya b'daim. You can't feed him, but we also go down the steps. It's only the right, not the wrong. According to this Rashi, you gotta give a kid to, you gotta feed him, even feed him. Not only.
It's not the reason they bring up.
Because
the Rambam says, because something that sometimes also just like the Achim Yom Kippur, like Yom Kippur, because sometimes not, sometimes also not Yom
Kippur. Yeah, it's very interesting.
But it's Rambam, but you want to go out there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I hear. I mean, you have Kashan, he's saying, you're being right, but I'm going to get to this. I don't know, but the Mais, that's the Rashba. That's the Rashba's Chiddush. And then the Rashba, it's a Kashan himself. From a different Gemara, the Gemara says that the unconscionable lich place the lake, the comes to put out a fire in Shem and Light. If there's a fire and there's no pikuch nefesh, the Gemara talks about what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, but you're not going to put out the fire. And even the cotton comes and he wants to put out the fire, we don't let him do it. So, in fact, the Gemara, according to Man Lama, cotton and Bainless, in Bezdom, Sulin, Afisha, why don't we let the cotton do it? Because Man Lama says he's doing it on his own. So the Gemara answers, well, I still that's all of it. He's not really doing it on his own, he's doing it on that stuff. Rashi teaches that Tinek Seif above the Tinek is looking at his father, very shnerfa, he sees his father's happy that he's bringing a pail of water, putting up the fire with half, but the father's even standing next to him. It's as if the father told him to do it. So, in fact, the Rashi Bakasha, even if the father told him to do it, but according to the Rashi's Chiddush, by Isra Bonon, you could even suffer if you die, you can even give him the fee. In fact, the Rashi Bakasha, he is Isra Bonon. Because kibui, the malacha machaba, the rice is only machaba to make chomim. Malacha shpichu guva. That's the malacha that you're doing to make coals. But if you're just putting out a fire, and you're not doing it to make coals, that's malacha shpichu guva, which would be pasag of shimon, would be pata al asa. It's pata mid the rice, it's only asa mid the rabbanon. And the main of it's only in the rabbanon, the Rashba said before, that you can even give a kid this rabbanon to do. You can even feed him this rabbanon. So koshkein over here with, where he's doing all that, it shouldn't be any worse.
What? Do the kids do malach to you? That's all the same as Ben Tachan, same thing.
Ah, well, a little bit to be Mechamah, he doesn't say that. He just says that the Terence is that even according to what he said, that by Nisr Abonon, it's mutter to be suffered be dayim to give a kid to eat Nisr Abonon, that's only the Tzachai. What's for the tzurich of the tinek? But when tzachenu, if you're doing giving the kid an isra bonon to do for our needs, the mushroom over here for the fire, that would be asking the holidays. And he says the reason is because of asking the mitzvah. He quotes the Gemara in Erevin that he'll come to continue doing it after he becomes a gadol. And the mocha of this day.
That's how the kid turn off the light.
No, that's a different distance.
It's from Shabbos.
Not
to Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Oh, maybe Shabbos. Oh, yeah, all these things are Shabbos.
Only Shabbos.
Right. But describe this Shabbos. They're putting out a fire.
Doing on Shabbos. Cutting the ball
this place is coming to put out a fire. So, the Tzarchai
is
Tamos?
Even though
it's
that
Tzarchai
is. Well, why? Because of Malachi Shabbos, the Yom HaFui. At the Vincha. Maybe it's only the rice, I don't know. The Raj doesn't say that. It's also in Shabbos, the Chassan of Mubez. It's a bigger Riches, but I don't know, the Raj doesn't say that. Maybe not on the rice, maybe not on the Rabbanans. But the Raj was asking, why is it, according to his sheet, that's Mutton, this is Vidai, Minister of Rabbanan to a cotton. In fact, the Rashi, why can't you let the cotton put out the fire? It's only the Rabbanan. So first the Rashi wants to say maybe the Gemara is going according to Yehuda. The Mochashin is Chayav the Raisa. But then the Rashi wants to say better than his real terences that he holds is that the whole het is only Netzachai, what the Tinek wants. Well, Netzachainu not. And he brings the Raya, the mock of this is a Gemara in Yuma, Dafmemon Beis. The Gemara in Yuma, Dafmemon Beis, is how the Gemara says that the Berchus Shechianu that we make on every Yom Tov, we always make it all Kais Yayin. Except Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur we make by Kol Nidre, and then Kol Nidre we say Shechianu on the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, and also on Mitzvah Sayyayim, on the Mitzvah Sayyayim, making Shechianu. Every Mitzvah make a Berchus Shechianu on the beginning of the Teach, the beginning of the Tzayim. So the Gemara says, well, Oilam, this Berchus Shechianu should be on a Kais also. Now, but then you came in, you're not making a Kais unless you're going to drink it. So Gemara says, "Achari you should make a bracha on a kais to give it to a teenager to drink. The kid's eating anyway. Give it to a teenager to drink." And that's what some people do on the 9 days when they make havdalah on wine. They give it to a kid who's not getting a chinuch to drink the wine. So Gemara says, "Do it here also. Give it to a teenager to drink."
What?
On Yom Kippur. Why don't we make shachin on a kais Yom Kippur, and now you have to drink it? Give it to a kid to drink. So Gemara says, "Because bilmal sinu misach, we don't do it because he'll come to continue drinking it." Drinking, making shachin on kais after the mitzvah. He'll come to do that. So, in fact, the Rashi Bakasha, How come in Yom Kippur we give a kitzi the whole day?
I guess it's
all based on this Gemara, most of the Fiusa. But food is also most of Fiusa. You can eat every Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur.
But the
Rambam
said, when he brings that Kiddush, he's right from Yom Kippur. Same thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. The Gemara does talk about Muslim Kiyusa, but I think Givinti there also is Muslim Kiyusa. In fact, the Rashi, Givinti the whole day, the one thing you worry the Asking Mistuch is on the Kais of Kiddush, the whole day Givinti, we're not worried that he's going to come to eat later on. So the Rashi says this Teretz. Teretz says, well, we Givinti the whole day, Mitzachai, for his own needs, that is not Shash, will come to continue at this Bar Mitzvah. But we give him to eat Mitzachainu, that is not Shash. And Chari, this first be the opposite. We give him with Tzachai, he's used to doing, you know, maybe that will come to continue. But the Teretz is, no, the Chalik is really cautious about that. The Chalik is, when you give a kid with Tzachai, every kid knows, all our kids know that, yeah, we're not eating until the mitzvah, or close to mitzvah, whenever they stop fasting. And you have to mitzvah no more, every kid knows that. But if you give him a Zach with Tzachainu, give him to the adult, he's drinking the Kiddush, and he sees all the men washing, oh, the Machab need to drink it, he's going to think that you fast your Kippur, except for the case of Shachianu. He's going to think that the adult's one we're supposed to drink. And he'll come to that after his Bar Mitzvah also.
Okay, why are they giving it to him?
Okay, Ramayis said that. Okay, they'll think of the Machab Amir, this is better to give a kid, but Ramayis, even if there's no kid around, the adult drinks, the basis. I don't know, my sister is the most of the Messiah, but the Koshu is something that. It's a mirror, the Rashi wants to say back an hour to get. Rashi Machar, three pasuk in Kotel Lechon Vayans, where he sent himself, even if the right same vizim, still in Afisha. But the three redying is also. But you're not going to give him, but we pasuk, and you're not going to give him the teeth in this. But Zakir Rashi, that's only in this the right, if not in this the Rabbanon. But Zakir Rashi, but in this the Rabbanon, that you'll never give a kid to eat, that's only in the Tzachai, but not in the Tzachainu. So maybe that's the terrace why the Kanban Lichbois, even though this is Rabbanon, we don't let him do it because it's Tzachainu. If you're going to do this, it's Rabbanon, he's going to continue doing it. He's going to think you're not going to put out fires your whole life as long as you're not making Pacham, and that you don't do. So Rabbanon, these are the clones that come out from the Rajba. That Nahalacha, we pass like the Manam Kotlan from the Vegas, Ain Bezmus in Lafisha, and the Rajba is Mistupik if the father himself is Mistupik in Lafisha because of Chinuch. Yes and no, but this is be dying is also Kumiyama, but the Rajva says, that's only in Isra'isa, but not Isra'bon. And even Isra'bon, that's Mutas be served be dying, that's only in the Tzachai, but not in the Tzachainim. Then the Rajva wants to bring another Raya to his Chiddush from the Gemara Shabbos, Tachkuf Lama Tesimala. The Gemara says over there, Machoikis, if a Kishus is a certain kind of a plant, the Kishus, is it a Min Yerik or a Min England? The Gemara wasn't sure if it's a. Is it a vegetable or a tree? Nafkamin is, can you plant it in climb the carom? Can you plant it in a vineyard? The vin is, in a carom, a vineyard, grapevines, you're not going to plant your rakos, you can't plant vegetables. But you can plant another tree. So if this Gemara Shanga was, this kishus, is this a yerek, or is this a vegetable? So Gemara says over there that in chuslar, it's a zichamutta, it's a machaikis, an eritro, but in chuslar, it's a mutta, because we have a klal, kol megabar, it's a lacha kamais b'chuslar. So we always go to kudla in chuslar, it's kosher because climb chuslar is darbon. So always go to Kuna. But the Gemara says, but loy hayu lahati makam shein b'nei tayir. But lemaisa, you shouldn't do it in makam shein b'nei tayir. Even the chazlar. So the Gemara says that on Shashia, one of them Rayim used to give a fruit and a tinuk nachri to a goyish kid to plant from the kishus in his vineyard. He wanted a kishus, and he only had a vineyard. And then this is claim chazlar, so it's ba'etz, and the Gemara says, but lemaisa, you shouldn't do it. So we give a guy a kid a fruit that he should do it. So the Gemara believed in him, Israel, give it to a Yiddish kid. So the Gemara answers, the most thing a Mitzvah, and Hamshach came by Buzi. He'll come to continue doing it when he grows up. So the Raj Bakasha, what's the most Kasha to begin with that you should give it to Tim Israel to plant it? We said before that Safina be a dying to feed a kid in this, to tell a kid to do this, and how can you tell a kid to do double Asas? Asas do, Mokum Shem and Ekbayer. So the Rashi says, "If he ever write that a zach that's only asam midavonon, you are suffering be daim. You can be give to a kid to do." That kashrut to kivegan. Kivegan is true with some tesvav. He brings in so Rashi and explains the more beriches and other parts. And one of the kashrut yes is what's this raya? Even the Rashi himself said that letzachenu you're not allowed to. He said, "How can the Rashi wants to bring a raya to himself that a yisavoni can be suffering be daim from a mishashia?" That the Gemara is a kasha, why can you give it to a kid? What's the most kasha? We should say that it's a chenu, there's no hetter. So Kirin wants to say.
Did he pay him to do it?
Oh, well, we get there. We get there. Okay. So Jake himself first wants to say that it must be the Teretz is that over there it's not even Issa Darabana. Really, the Gemara says, "Call make a bar slach meizuchot." It's not even Issa Darabana. It's just a noyhoyu. The Chazal said you should not do it, and the Mishashi held you have to do it as a shina. The shina is have a kid do it for you. So because it's really a dava mutta, that's why the Gemara asked this kasha that he should give it to a Yiddish kid. But the mice, if that's Pshan the Gemara, then the Rashba has no raya. You have no raya. Maybe a real Issa Darabanan is also to give to a cotton. How do you have a raya from here? As if it's clear on the Rashba, he's like Sophian. So the Master, the safe Master Melach, from one of those sheaves of Chotaria, of Samanic Diskin on Lashonim, in Yishlaim, he is, what the Belly is asking. That maybe what's the kivayeg in naming on that case of mishashi is a tzachenu and that's his whole kasha. What's the Rashi's raya and the chayv that being a tzachenu? You have to say a different teres. It's not really us at all. What's the kivayeg's kasha? Why is this a tzachenu for us? The mishashi gave him a pruta. He did it himself. He did it himself because he wanted to get paid. So maybe that's called tzer hatinik. So he says, the Teretz is that the Maisa, even if you pay him, it's considered the Mitzachenu. It's considered the Mitzachenu.
Well, that's what he wants to say. That
would be called the Mitzachenu. And I want to explain, now that was what I saw before. We explained before, what's the difference between Mitzachenu and Mitzachenu? Mitzachenu is that when the kid does for himself, he knows, okay, Ketanam have coolness, when I do a lot of things, when I grow up, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. That's the only way he does the Mitzachenu. But whatever he does the Mitzachenu, that's asking a mitzvah. I'm doing it for the adults, and some adults don't know how to do it also. So same thing over here. Even though he's getting paid, he's doing it for the money, but the maestri sees that it's served for Mishashia, I'm doing it for Mishashia, it's asking a mitzvah, who comes to do it for himself. The Kivega, here's his little bumbo, it's Master Nach, but we won't go into it. Kivega, maestri, this whole shtick will go, came on a Chuba Shaila, someone used to Mishaila, about a shul that was did not have an Erev, and the shul just didn't have enough siddur mechamashim, didn't have enough svarim. So they asked the kivega, the shul's in a kamlus, a mokom which is also to carry the rabbanon. But you cannot have a kid bring svarim to the shul carrying the kamlus. So the kivega answered back, he explained to the Rashba, he has this kasha, and the Rashba's raya, but mice give a Rashba that says that you can't be suffered with dam with cotton and this is rabbanon, but only with tzoche, not with tzochenu. So to have a kid bring the svarim to shul for us, that taka would be awesome. Abul Mitzachai for himself would be mutter. The curious question is, leading the tzinnik chumash v'sidah, she isn't listening as mutter to give the kid a chumash and a sidah he should carry to shul, but serf asmai for himself, the spalat to dab and the shmer kisatayr, and to follow along laning. You can't really listen to kisatayr properly unless you follow along. Who mainly is staff a godim in the spal yachim, the curious says, and then it's the dam sturm and the dog to look on to the same sidah. Look on the shoulder. No, only way he needs himself, only Mitzachai. Maybe. Yeah, he was saying it. Moshe Feinstein Paskin is just Shavim D'Oraisa, and most of one Paskin, that the whole Brooklyn, including Flavish and Vargas, is Shavim D'Oraisa, and Rabban Kotler, Zechain Mavrocha, was marked on Lakewood. That Lakewood is just, he's Chushed, that Lakewood is just Shavim D'Oraisa because of Route 9, and the Nachmin is about making an Erev. We pass like the Chus Raj, but you can only make an Erev if it's a Kamalus. We don't make an Erev if it's Shavim D'Oraisa. If it's a Kamalus, Shavim D'Oraisa, then we make an Erev. But they held that Brooklyn, the whole Brooklyn is Shavim D'Oraisa, but mainly you can't have an Erev. And the same thing Lakewood, you have to know how far Tzidiv Shastram is. Tzidiv Shastram is Gush Shastram. You have to know how far that stretches from Route 9, where you can make an Erev or not. But Dagoponim, most places where we don't carry is a Kamalus. And it sounds a little bit funny, you know, we used to not carry a Shabbos, and he's telling a kid to go carry a Tzidiv to Shul to Davin, it sounds like a Shabbos Stir in Chinuch. We once spoke about this. B'skorov has also spoke about that when there's a steer in chinuch, you machanuch and steer in mitzvah. They in a bear. But I was telling also in this case with kivega. The kivega said lemaisa, you can tell a kid to carry a chumash tzidduch himself to shul in the kamalas. Is that talking about a good kid, a good boy, a yalatoy who wants to daven, and that's called tzachi? What a kid doesn't want to daven, and Today, you know, they tell us you're not allowed to force the kid. In the old days, in the old fashioned chinuch, when they would tell a kid, no, you can't read the shul, you have to daven. And you force the kid, and you tell him, carry a siddur chumash, would that be a tzorche? Because the kid doesn't want to do it.
But if he's
going to
daven?
Pashas Kiyegamim, the chayr, even in case this, where the father is kind for the kid to come daven, that's still called Nitzachay.
That's the most
of
the
plots.
My
Gansvash
in the end was
really nice. What?
The
Biskirov
came,
they
got Shmek Tabak, they used to bring the Shmek Tabak, the kids used to bring it to
Shmek. Oh, yeah,
that's right. So basically, this is Kiyegam. So we don't Gansvash at this.
Okay, but my sister Kivega, the whole Yichus is a massamat with the Tres Sol Mishnais, and Hakdomit Mizakta Erevin. He brings down a whole massamat, and he has the Kivega in the Sinin. But my kasha was, in this whole Kivega, he's being so involved that this Rajba says that it's mutta to feed a kid, to give a kid Issa Darbonim to do, as long as it's a tzachai. The mice is another Shivus Kivega in Simon Hay. The Yomaskal Badarabo, but the Yomaskal also mentions this Rashba, and there he brings a Raya, the Tosis and Sukkah, the Fidum Beis is Chaylik. The Tosis and Sukkah is Chaylik, and holds that Tzvi Dime is also for a cotton, even by Nisr Abonan, even with Tzachoy. So why does Kivega Makel and says you're not a Pathly Semach on the Rashba? It could be he held that it's Machaykis Rashba and Tosis and Nisr Abonan, and it's Sveika Dedina, but the Abonan, we see Sveika Dedina and Kuma, and he passed like the Rashba, not like Tosis.
Thank you.